lentils and lays. And remember that we will be hearing all about what is a mask about. Like I said to the guys out there, please listen, because julle mansmense verstaan ons nooit hoekom ons vroumense hierdie goed doen nie. And join Roxy Kaye this morning on Lentils and Lace. And remember, every Saturday at 10 a.m., this is when she will be talking on tips and hints on health and beauty, great competitions and beauty workshops too, to be coming up soon. And good morning, Roxy.
Good morning from the beautiful Tulbagh. I'm here today.
Oh my, what are you in Tulbagh?
I'm in Tulbagh and it's beautiful. I'm discovering all the small towns in Cape Town. Remember, we encouraging people to have their holidays locally and enjoy beautiful Cape Town. There's so many things to do. You know, going abroad has become so expensive now with flights increased and hotels are just like way up there. So we're encouraging people to visit and just do local things. And Tulbagh, I mean, it's like, what, half an hour from Paarl?
Yeah, it's like a 30-minute drive, yes.
It's absolutely beautiful. And even the drive is so scenic and so relaxing. Love it, love it, love it.
I'm so jealous now. But also, Roxy, I can imagine for you staying more closer to Cape Town, that the air is much fresher for you this morning. The coming out, waking up into that nature. You're surrounded by nature, I assume.
Absolutely. It's so different here. The air, as you say, is very crisp. This morning I went for my hike and we discovered a waterfall that's not far away. It's like 10 minutes from where we are. And it's just too beautiful. I mean, we forget the little things that's around us and we enjoy everything. And this is just it. I mean, there's other small towns that's close by as well, which I'd love to visit soon. And everything is just like a 20-minute drive or you know, a half an hour drive. So it's not that much. Tulbagh is a one-street town. There's not much happening.
There's not much happening here.
There's no malls. There's no shopping. It's just a relaxing town, and I love it. I love
Roxy,
it. You can just unwind and just relax.
Roxy, just before we go into the feature, just for somebody that's listening, you are in Tulbagh. Somebody that's actually looking to go somewhere, maybe this weekend so, or during the holidays, are you in Tulbagh? What would you recommend them to? Is there a specific place that you would recommend them to go to, what you have seen so far?
Okay, so Tulbagh offers a lot. I mean, besides the waterfall that I just said, I'm actually at Revive Le Rive Hotel. It's a boutique hotel and spa.
Oh my word!
And it's got little cabins. So you've got a four sleeper on the other side, and then you got two sleepers, which are perfect. And then all the doors open up into just vegetation. I mean, you can just see the mountains. You can see flowers and trees. And as you say, the air is so crisp. And it's actually cool here. The sun is out, but it's absolutely cool.
Yeah,
other things to do in Paarl is there's stunning restaurants which you can visit. I actually like the one on the main street called Daphne's, and it's a person that from the UK that owns it. His name is David, and he started up here. He said he's been traveling for about 20 years back and forth from the UK to Cape Town, and then he visited Tulbagh, and then he really liked the place, so he decided to stay here. And he opened up a restaurant. So on the main street, he's got his restaurant called Daphne's. And it's just, it's a restaurant like on another level. They sell, they have just everything that you need. It's not an over-the-top menu. Mm. It's just little things like fish cakes or seared salmon, but it's made to perfection. Ooh. And it's scrumptious and mouth-watering. And the beautiful part of David is that he gives back to the community. Mm. So whatever he makes at his restaurant, 25% of that goes to Street Smart. Wow. And he also uplifts the community. So he told us about a girl that used to work there as a waitress, and he actually is helping her now to become a chef.
Wow, very, very encouraging. Powerful.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is what we should be doing for our young people, is encourage them to work. And, you know, if you can't, not everyone can be doctors and lawyers and whatever. And there's so many other things out there for our youngsters to do. And I know it's what you call exam time, and our matrics are very busy, and they are going to be applying to universities. But please, everyone has their own strengths, and you have to discover your inner strength. And if you can't make it to university for the next 5 years or 6 years, there's other things that you can do. You know, there's so much here that's available in Cape Town. So go and have a look. Let's get back.
I just wanted to say, Roxy, let's get started with this because you're giving me ideas here in my head that, okay, Lulu, after the show, do your booking and just get out there. But anyway, Roxy Kay, good morning once again. And today we're talking about masks. And so I actually want to know, and for also Roxy, I mentioned earlier that there's guys listening to us this morning that always ask females, what are you putting on your face? Why are you putting this on your face? They don't understand why women do certain stuff with the faces. So what, Roxy, what is the benefit of a face mask?
Okay. So a facial mask is a deep cleansing treatment for your skin. So it works beneath the epidermis. So you got your top layer, and then underneath that, you need a deep cleansing. Remember, we put a lot of makeup on and a lot of ingredients on our face. Like at the moment, we're going on with our sunscreen and a spray SPF. So all that needs to be cleansing. It's actually like a detoxing for your face. And a face mask has all the ingredients that's necessary to do this kind of thing. So all the debris, the bacteria that's sitting onto your skin on the inside is all comes out to the surface and is all excreted with this mask. So, I love a facial mask.
So it means that a face mask remove dark spots as well, if it has all these ingredients and stuff.
Yes. So remember, there's different types of face masks that you get. You get, like, I can give you an example of a mud mask, which is dark, made with charcoal ingredients, which excretes, as I say, debris and dead skin cells. And then you get masks with serums, which penetrates deep into the skin. Then you get masks with retinol. So retinol is actually an ingredient that cleanses the skin, repairs the skin while it's on. Remember, you're leaving your mask for 15 to 20 minutes. And the retinol works deep down to extract all the debris out of your skin and give you that clean, beautiful, soft, supple look.
Yes,
that's what you want.
Roxy, so it means... you said like 10 to 15 minutes, so it means that... So what I want to know is how long do I actually leave the mask on to see the results? Is it 10 to 15 minutes to see results?
Yes, I would say leave it 10 to 15 minutes. What I actually do is I leave it longer. So I would apply my mask and then sit with my book And then sometimes I even forget that the mask is on there until I get that very tight feeling and remember, oh God, I have to take this off. So the longer you leave it, the better the work it's going to do. Okay. Remember,
Roxy.
Most ingredients to do its work underneath. So, yeah, 15 to 20 minutes. You can go 30 minutes. It depends on you.
Till the mask looks like it's cracking, the cracks on your face. So, Roxy, by the way, you know, like I always say, there's people that actually want to try and do the tips that you give them, but some can't afford certain products. So I'm going to ask you, what is the best economical mask to use? Or is there like home remedies that you can mix together to, say, for example, to make your own mask or something?
Yes, you can make your own mask. Remember, as I said before, when you make your own masks at home, make a small quantity just for that time. You cannot keep the mask that you make for a longer time. Don't put it in the fridge and think you're going to use it for the next day because it's got active ingredients in there and it's not going to work. It's just going to damage your skin. The best one I would suggest is a tablespoon of olive oil. Okay. A tablespoon of honey, and a squeeze of lemon juice. When I say a squeeze, I mean half a teaspoon. Remember, lemon juice is acidic. You don't want to burn your skin. You don't want to cause irritation, so you don't want too much of it. And I put a pinch of turmeric. So at the moment, there's all this hype about turmeric, and if you use too much, it's going to cause your skin to become yellow, and you don't want that.
Wow.
You just want it to cleanse the skin. So a pinch of turmeric, mix it all together into a paste, apply with a brush. Please don't apply with your fingers, because whatever dirt is on your fingertips is going to go onto your skin. So apply with a clean brush, leave it on, as I said, 15 to 20 minutes, and then just tissue it off. The good thing is that what you can do, a lot of women, and as you age, you do get facial hair. It's quite normal. It's hormonal changes. It happens. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. So on the upper lip, you would get fine hair on your chin, and sometimes on your neck, you would get fine hair. When you put this mask on, the one that I just spoke about, and you leave it to dry, don't wash it off. As you rub in a circular motion on your upper lip and your chin, it actually takes off that fine hair.
Okay.
So, And it's very good. And it leaves your skin smooth. And then you can just wash it off and apply your toner. But I'm actually doing the...
you don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm actually feeling, and I'm trying to imagine I'm doing it now.
Listen, I'm still going to come to the station and then give everyone a facial day.
Well, I think we need to just one more question before I have to say goodbye to you. So, does this apply for male and for female and for male? Can males also do this, the mask for the face? Or is there a different type of mask for the male skin?
No. Males can use the same skin, remember? I mean, the same mask. Mm-hmm. It depends on the type of skin you have, whether it's oily, combination, dry, or sensitive. So there's different masks. The best mask to use is the one from Skin Republic, which is in most retail stores. Skin Republic. It's a facial mask, and it's got it's already cut out, and it's got the serum in it. And you just undo the foil wrapping, and you place it on your face, and you leave it there. There's a lot of men that use masks at the moment because of the sensitive skin that they have after they shave, and it helps actually soften the skin. So yes, all men can use facial masks. I use it on my boys, and they love it. And I would suggest go for it. Everyone wants beautiful skin. put on your facial mask.
Roxy, listen.
And this mask here that I'm talking about, Louise, is so good to carry in your handbag or in, you know, because it's already in a foil. It's in a foil wrapping. And if you're in a plane, just open it up and put it on. You don't have to worry about anyone else. Whatever serum is in that little sake, in that packet, you can take it and rub it on your hands, rub it on your arms, because you need that as well. And it's brilliant. I love it.
Roxy,
and I love you guys. Thank you for a fantastic show.
Before we go, I have to close, but I just want to say something before you go. Remember 2 weeks ago, we had the collagen, the drink, ne?
Yes.
So you remember I had one. And so 2 days after that, I saw pimples, stuff coming out of my face, pimples. And I was like, okay, I didn't have this stuff. So I drink another, the second one. So I actually, but honestly saying, my skin, I was just saying to my colleague 2 days ago, it was Thursday, I said to my colleague, you know, my fiou rak no alo moer. And she was like, what's the secret? I could see your skin is glowing. So thank you for that tips. And thank you for teaching me also, about the collagen stuff.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And remember that it actually gets rid of skin tags as well.
Telling you. But Roxy, enjoy your weekend. I'm so jealous. Enjoy your weekend there in Tilburg. And yes, have a lovely, lovely weekend, Roxy.
You too. Take care. Love you guys.
Thank you, Rox. So yes, that was Roxy K with Lentils and Lays. I'm just smiling here because as she was talking about the face masks, I was actually doing it here without any product in front.